In today's Modern Ag Report, the University of Florida is looking to improve blueberry taste.
And what we were really trying to do was identify breeding targets that I can use to improve flavor in future blueberry varieties.
Associate Professor of Horticulture Sciences James Olmsted says the project first had to identify what makes blueberries taste good to consumers.
The process entailed combining large human sensory panels with biochemical profiling of the fruit to generate a recipe of individual compounds that were the most impactful in flavor perception in blueberries.
Olmsted says a lot of different things can make up that flavor.
There are a lot of different volatile sugar and acid compounds that contribute to the flavor of an individual blueberry. And our experiment was not necessarily trying to rank one variety versus another, but we used a lot of different varieties to try to find the best flavor profile.
The trial went as planned, but Olmsted says the flavor identification findings were more narrowed down than expected.
We expected to find a lot of different volatiles that contribute to flavor. I guess the most interesting aspect is that we, through combining the sensory and the biochemical profiling, were able to narrow the list of volatiles down to just a handful that seem to be very impactful in flavor of blueberries.
Olmsted says those individual findings can be bad or good for flavor.
Some of those volatiles we would want to eliminate because they are impacting flavor in a negative way. Some we would like to try to increase because they seem to be associated with people liking blueberries.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.